On this week's Tourism Roundup, mark your calendars for the 2018 staging of the Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee Festival. Also, stick around for our New Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned.
Me coffee, me coffee, me coffee, me coffee, me
ball. All roads lead to Newcastle St. Andrew on March 23 to 25 for the Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee Festival. The three-day event offers patrons a unique experience like no other. Coffee lovers will get to experience Jamaica's rich tradition of coffee production from farm to cup. The event will draw coffee connoisseurs from Europe, North America, and the Caribbean to the Blue Mountains right in the heart of coffee country.
The first day will be a trade day. On that day, we'll be dealing with our farmers and also our exporters. So on the trade day, we'll be highlighting training seminars for the farmers, which will be taking place at Newcastle, as well as we'll have a business day for exporters. We're bringing in some local and international buyers to meet with our exporters for the business day.
Head of the Gastronomy Network, Nicola Madden-Gregg. Day two and three will see patrons treated to everything coffee, beverages, food, and other coffee-related products, as well as a concert.
We'll have seminars, we'll have competitions, we'll be having a barista competition. So all those baristas across the length and breadth of Jamaica, please look out for that so you can win some really good prizes in terms of being Jamaica's top barista. We'll also be having seminars geared to persons who are attending the festival if you want to learn how to brew the best cup of coffee. I hear water is important and other such things, but definitely it will be not only fun in terms of the experience, but it will also be a learning experience.
Shuttle services will also be offered to take persons to the venue, so there's no need to worry about a long drive.
Shuttle buses will be running from UTEC, and we are planning to offer a hop-on, hop-off service so that you'll be able to stop at a lot of the attractions along the way, which make up a part of the Jamaica Blue Mountain Culinary Trail, and you'll be able to visit some of those attractions as well as join us at Newcastle for the actual festival. We'll also be operating tours over the weekend with our tour operator partners, and they will be running tours on the Newcastle side as well on the Mavis Bank side.
Persons can also book farm tours and get the full coffee experience during the festival.
So if you want to book a tour, if you've never really been to a coffee farm, you want to carry family and friends, you want to have that experience, you'll also be able to do that. If you have family and friends from overseas, persons will be on island during March 22 to 25th, they will be able to book a tour experience as well.
Head of the Gastronomy Network, Nicola Madden-Gregg. So save the date for the Jamaica Blue Mountain Coffee Festival, March 23 to 25. For more information about the festival, call 908-5988. In our No Jamaica segment this week, Long Mountain St. Andrew. Long Mountain dates back to the 18th century and was part of the Mona Estate, which then had 1,072 acres. Sections of Long Mountain are also referred to as Warrica Hills. Archaeological work on the Long Mountain has resulted in the finds of well-preserved Taino settlements, where many artifacts which give valuable information on the Tainos have been recovered. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JASIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JASIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JASIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JASIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.